Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. And before you know it, it'll be draft time. In fact, we are, less than 3 weeks away from the draft. And joining us now on the Stanley Fence and Gates hotline is Will West of the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Eric Kane with Will West. Will, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Well, we tried this a couple of years ago. We're trying it again now, and that is the staff doing mock drafts, and it'll lead up to the NFL draft, which is good to go on its originally scheduled days, and we will have a draft night special as the first round takes place, but a lot of exciting things to look at from those folks that you hear from morning until night here on 99.1 The Sports Animal, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a draft coverage. We kind of understand. We're all stuck at home a little bit doing the show, doing our shows. We know a lot of people are stuck at home as well with the shelter-in-place law is in effect right now. So what we decided to do was just say, what's the next big thing that's out there? I'm a huge NFL draft guy. You guys know that. I absolutely love it. Eat it, breathe it, sleep it every day. Lose my mind as it's going on, like the Yahoos used to be in Radio City Music Hall back in the day. So what we've done is just put a ton of content out there for the listeners, for the people that are stuck at home. I mean, we don't have a lot of escapes from everyday life these days because we don't have sports. So with the draft coming up, what we decided to do was do a mock draft 1.0 with a number of members of our staff, and you can see that now at 991thesportsanimal.com. And then each week we're going to give you different videos as well. You'll see Eric Ainge doing a video, I think, talking about the different quarterbacks and breaking them down and breaking their game down as it pertains to to the next level and making it in the National Football League. We'll get with Eric Kane, who was the defensive captain at Carson Newman and a linebacker there for a number of years, and he'll break down the different top defensive players that are there. Eric is also our UT ball beat guy, so he'll talk about the different Tennessee players that are going to be looking at the draft and looking to get drafted coming up towards the end of the month. And so we'll also have a number of other people, hopefully Mike Heath. I think Derek Mason's another guy that we're going to try to talk about with this being such a wide receiver heavy draft. Just a ton of content between now and draft time. And then, of course, during the draft, live commentary with our different roundtable of different talent from our show, or from our station, from all the different shows, kind of giving you a little bit of a different look at what's going on with the draft so you can have some local flavor while you're watching the NFL draft coming up later in April.
Do you think that we'll be able to get Tiff or Avery to have the phone on you so we can see another hat toss when the Giants pick fourth?
I assure you. I even said this in my mock draft the day that went out there. As a Giants fan, I am working on the presumption that Dave Gettleman's going to screw this up. So if there's anything I know about Dave Gettleman, it's he's going to get this wrong. So Daniel Jones, the pick was nice last year. I did lose my mind, and that went a little locally viral. I think about 16,000-17,000 people watched that video that Joel Silverberg took of me losing my mind when the Daniel Jones pick happened last year. I am presuming another messed up. The Giants need an offensive lineman. And you got to, at this point in time, you just got to protect your investment in Daniel Jones. The defense isn't great, but until you can block, you can't do a whole lot of anything in the National Football League. But Dave Gettleman has never drafted a line in the first round, even though he kind of has a reputation as being a guy who loves offensive linemen. He doesn't spend really high draft equity on his offensive line. So I'm assuming Isaiah Simmons, a linebacker from Clemson, is going to be the pick for the Giants, and you will absolutely positively see a hat toss at that point.
Well, your hat toss wasn't necessary last year with Daniel Jones, okay? So you're going to be getting a good player with Simmons, aren't you?
Yeah, no, you should. You absolutely should. It's just here's the thing I look at with Simmons. He's a very nice linebacker. You can get starting linebackers later on in the draft. You can get, edge is one thing, and then need help on the edge. So I get that. But when you're talking about a guy that's going to play on the interior, you can get third round, fourth round, fifth round starting linebackers. I mean, teams the last couple of years have let guys who have been among the top three leading tacklers in the league walk elsewhere because they know I can go find a middle linebacker somewhere else. So why in the world do you spend the top five pick on a middle linebacker? That guy better be Singletary Ray Lewis, if I'm going to spend the top five pick on him. He can't miss. He can't just be good. He's got to be Hall of Fame level good to spend the top five draft pick on him, in my opinion.
Well, do you think that the third quarterback taken in the draft will be Jordan Love, as Todd McShay says, or Justin Herbert, as Mel Kiper Jr. says?
I think it'll be Justin Herbert. I do. I don't think that the Chargers are going to draft. I don't think they're going to spend that high of a draft pick on Jordan Love. We don't talk about it a lot, but Jordan Love really did not play well last year comparatively. There was talk about him having an attitude problem. There are concerns with marijuana with Jordan Love. I don't think he's a bad player, and I think one of the reasons why we saw a slight regression from him last year was I think he lost 9 starters around him on the offensive side of the football last year. So, and that's going to lead to a little bit of a regression. But it's what I call this the Andrew Bynum principle, is what I always thought. The Lakers, you know, gave Andrew Bynum a ton of money based on potential alone. If you won't work really hard and keep your act together for me to give you money, why would I give you money at, you know, before you do anything, right? So why would you expect me to keep your act together after I give you money? I think it's going to be Herbert. I also think that he's a Pac-12 guy, and their LA is at number 6 is a team out there on the West Coast. I think he will be the guy because people – last year Justin Herbert would have been the number 1 pick in the draft if he would have come out. I think Justin Herbert will still be third quarterback taken in this draft. And I think that Jordan Love might have to wait a while if you don't see a team in the 20s that trades their way into the teens to draft him. The reason why is if you look at the teams in the teens, there's only one that really probably needs a quarterback right now. I mean, I can't see the Browns, the Jets, the Niners, the Bucks, the Broncos, the Falcons, Cowboys, you know, Dolphins should already have theirs. So the only team that probably will make a move there and draft a quarterback, I think, is going to be possibly the Las Vegas Raiders. Weird to say. But maybe Jacksonville isn't sold completely on Gardner Minshew, but they have so many other holes on that team. I can't imagine them spending that kind of draft equity. So I think you're looking at a team in the 20s. Where I have Jordan Love going is actually the New Orleans Saints at number 24. I don't believe that they're sold on Taysom Hill being the quarterback of the future, and he's going to be 31 years of age by the time we start playing this year. So he'd be 32 before he becomes a franchise quarterback and taking over for Drew Brees. I think that they go ahead, even though they're in win-now mode, and solidify maybe that quarterback of the future since they let Teddy Bridgewater walk in free agency this year.
You go through the process of putting a mock draft together, and then lo and behold, second pick, you see – Goodell walked to, or somebody walked to the podium to say, here to announce a trade, which of course throws everything up in the air. Do you expect there to be more activity between now and the first night of the draft, or do you think it will be, as we sometimes see, very active that night of the draft, where sometimes teams trade back into the backside of round one just to get somebody they want to make sure they land?
Yeah, I think that that's what we'll see, John. I think especially in the maybe teams from the 20s trading into the teams in the second round trading into the 20s. I think that's the biggest thing we'll see, because there are a limited number in this draft specifically of offensive linemen who look like they're ready to go ahead and start. There's still there's kind of a drop-off. Once you get past that first 4, maybe there's a drop-off before you get to like an Austin Jackson or somebody like that out of USC who has all the potential in the world, but he donated bone marrow to his sister last year. He had kind of a drop-off here, so nobody knows what Austin Jackson's going to be in the NFL, or if he's going to be ready, or if he's going to be more of a project. Another position like that is corner. If you don't land one of those top 3 corners probably in this draft, I don't know who you draft beyond that. If it's not Fulton or Henderson or the kid from Alabama, I don't know what the next cornerback looks like. It's probably somebody that probably deserves to be picked late in the second round, not someone that's in the first round. Offensive line is one of those, corners one of those, and I think that edge is going to be the other one, because whoever doesn't land one of the either Chasen from LSU or the edge from Iowa, there's a drop-off between him and the guy from Penn State and then Gross Matos and everybody else at the edge position. So specifically when it comes to those 3 positions, I do think we see people trade back up to try to get edge, to try to get offensive line, to try to get corner, because there are a lot of teams that have a need at that position as musical chairs. There just aren't enough players for everybody that has needed those positions to be able to draft those positions.
So how can folks follow along as we, of course, again, set each one of ourselves up for severe mockage?
Yeah, 991dsportsanimal.com. You can find all our mock drafts there. I think mine, Jimmy Hyams as well. Vince Ferraris is up. Sam Foreman, your esteemed producer there with Sports Talk. Our mock drafts are all up today. On Wednesday, you'll have Josh Ward. You'll have Tyler Ivins. You'll have Eric Kane. You'll have Joel Silverberg. Their drafts will go live. And in 991thesportsanimal.com, you'll see the videos that we put up over the next couple of weeks. You'll see all of the different breakdowns that we do. Just a ton of draft coverage between now and draft night on the website and on social media.
And what can we look forward to tomorrow morning on the starting lineup?
A little bit more nonsense. That's what's going on, John. So a lot of people are struggling for sports content. we were going to talk about nothing anyway. So we have a lot coming for you. We've done this thing called the bracket. Every day during the NCAA tournament, we have just a different bracket of things. Like today was a bracket of foods. At one point in time, we did a bracket of movie franchises, Bond versus Star Wars versus Marvel Cinematic Universe, The Godfather, and we did a bracket of those. So tomorrow we will start at 8 o'clock something called the draft. Up until draft night, none of the first round, we will do just drafting of different things. We'll do, I think that tomorrow we're going to look at the top college football uniforms, and myself, Tyler Ivan, Derek Kane, we'll do a three-round draft of the top college football uniforms coming up at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have a lot of draft coverage for you as well.
I think if anybody has Seattle in their top three, there should be an immediate suspension and no coming back from that.
But, we're going college football, John, so I assure you my pick of Oregon is locked and loaded. I am ready for those chrome helmets.
Goodness gracious. I'm gonna email HR as we take the break here. Will, appreciate it. Thank you so much. A lot of great draft coverage in the build-up to this next to last week of April, but thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it, man.
That's Will West of the starting lineup. Will West, Tyler Ivins, Eric Kane, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 in the morning.